May.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Breaking news this hour. There's an active crime scene in Inanda, north of Durban. Three suspected murderers have been killed in a shootout with police. We'll have more on this news story in the next hour. Authorities have confirmed that a bus driver who was shot by a group of men posing as passengers in Verulam has died in hospital. The incident happened earlier today while the man was driving the bus along Buffelsdry Road. Reaction Unit's Prem Balram says four suspects allegedly shot him twice and stole cash. They also allegedly robbed at least 20 other passengers.
A passerby in the area noticed a bus veer off the road, and he established that there was a shooting in progress when he heard gunshots emanating from the bus, but a gunman who fled on foot. Reaction officer searched the area for the three suspects with negative results.
To the Eastern Cape, Nigerian televangelist Timothy Omotoso has filed an urgent High Court bid. He wants a review of the Home Affairs decision to have him declared a prohibited person in the country. He's set to appear before the East London Magistrates Court today after he was arrested over the weekend. It's on charges linked to violating the Immigration Act. Now, members of the ANC and EFF are protesting outside the court, calling for him to be deported. Speaking to SABC News, EFF Central Command Team member Inam Kula says Omotoso has no place in the country.
I think we're all aware that Timothy Omotoso got away due to technicalities and not that he was innocent. So what we're saying is that it speaks to a larger question of the injustices of the justice system. And so we want to say that we stand in support with victims of gender-based violence, and we want the judiciary and also the government to look into the structural inefficiencies of the justice system.
His arrest comes a month after he was acquitted of rape and human trafficking charges. And finally, Africa's travel indaba has commenced at the ICC back home in Durban. The four-day event features over 1,300 exhibitors from 27 African countries and over 1,000 international buyers. The indaba coincides with the second G20 Tourism Working Group meeting. Tourism Minister Patricia de Lille says the exhibition highlights the continent's tourism potential.
In 2024, the Africa Travel Indaba generated 226 million rand in direct economic activity. More than 100 micro, small, medium enterprises that were also given a platform to engage with global buyers.
Your top story this hour. There's an active crime scene in Inanda, north of Durban. It's understood that three suspected murderers have been killed in a shootout with police. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.